O Suta Goswami, please describe the topics of the Lord by which Maharaj Parikshit, whose intelligence was fixed on liberation, attained the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of Garuda, the king of birds. Those topics were vibrated by the son of Vyasadeva, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is some controversy among the students on the path of liberation. Such transcendental students are known as impersonalists and devotees of the Lord. The devotee of the Lord worships the transcendental form of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist meditates upon the glaring effulgence or bodily rays of the Lord, known as the Brahmajyoti. Here in this verse, it is said that Maharaj Parikshit attained the lotus feet of the Lord by instructions in knowledge delivered by the son of Vyasadeva, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami was also an impersonalist in the beginning, as he himself has admitted in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.9. But later on, he was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, and thus he became a devotee. Such devotees with perfect knowledge are called Mahabhagavats, or first-class devotees. There are three classes of devotees, namely the Prakrita, Madhyama, and Mahabhagavat. The Prakrita, or third-class devotees, are temple worshippers without specific knowledge of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. The Madhyama, or the second-class devotee, knows well the Lord, the Lord's devotees, the neophytes, and the non-devotees also. But the Mahabhagavat, or the first-class devotee, sees everything in relation with the Lord, and the Lord present in everyone's relation. The Mahabhagavat, therefore, does not make any distinction, particularly between the devotee and non-devotee. Maharaj Parikshit was such a Mahabhagavat devotee because he was initiated by a Mahabhagavat devotee, Sukadeva Goswami. He was equally kind, even to the personality of Kali, and what to speak of others. So, there are many instances in the transcendental histories of the world of an impersonalist who has later become a devotee. But a devotee has never become an impersonalist. This very fact proves that on the transcendental steps, the step occupied by the devotee is higher than the step occupied by an impersonalist. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 12.5 that persons stuck on the impersonal step undergo more sufferings than achievement of reality. Therefore, knowledge imparted by Sukadeva Goswami unto Maharaj Parikshit helped him attain the service of the Lord. And this stage of perfection is called apavarga, or the perfect stage of liberation. Simple knowledge of liberation is material knowledge. Actual freedom from material bondage is called liberation. But attainment of the transcendental service of the Lord is called the perfect stage of liberation. Such a stage is attained by knowledge and renunciation. As we have already explained, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.12. And perfect knowledge, as delivered by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, results in the attainment of the transcendental service of the Lord.